This is the Off-Grid Agorist Podcast. This podcast is about sharing our journeys into liberty through self-sufficiency, off-grid living, non-compliance, counter-economics, and the Agora. Every episode will contain useful, practical, and applicable information you can use to gain the freedom you deserve. This information is for educational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered legal or financial advice. You could even consider it to be fictional if you choose. Before we start the show, I want to remind you about The Hitching Post, our free bi-weekly newsletter all about liberty through self-sufficiency and counter-economics. To sign up, go to offgridagorist.com/newsletter or click the link in the show notes. Thanks. Let's get on with the show. Welcome, everybody, to the Off-Grid Agorist Podcast. I am Cyrus. My co-host Regina is not with us today, so you're just stuck with me. And what I want to talk about today is one question. Why does government control money? So first I'll answer the question with the standard answers people are taught, what I call the dogmatic answers. Then I'll give you the real answer based on economics and real world observation. Okay. Now, for those of you who have a good grasp on economic theory, I'm not going to get into the difference between money and currency. I'm going to keep this discussion simple and easy to follow. And so for simplicity, I'm only going to use the word money and sometimes knowingly, incorrectly, just for the purpose of it, keeping it simple. So don't beat me up in the comments. So the dogmatic answers are, number one, to protect the value of the money. Number two, to regulate and safeguard the economy. Number three, to protect against the evil counterfeiters. Number four, to stop the evil criminals and terrorists. Number five, to track taxable events. Those are the most common answers why it's okay for the government to monopolize money. And before I talk about why all but one of those reasons are bullshit, we need to understand what money is. And I'm not talking about what the different characteristics that define money are, which I can do in an episode for those that don't know what they are, if you leave me enough comments asking me for it. So if you want to hear more about the characteristics of money and what money is and things like that, let me know. Shoot me an email, leave a comment, whatever. There's lots of different ways to get a hold of us, offgridagorist.com. So, but I'm talking about the base function of money. What is money's purpose in life? Okay. And the real purpose of money is to facilitate the exchange of value. Now, some people will say it's also a store of value, but that's really just a facilitation of future exchanges of value. So money is still a facilitator of the exchange of value. Sometimes you add a component of time to it. So let's look at bullshit reason number one, to protect the value of money. So, since the creation of the Federal Reserve, the U.S. government has devalued the dollar by more than 95%. This is not a number I've made up. These are numbers published on the government's own website at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. I'm going to leave links. Anytime I mention a number or a fact to you, there's going to be links in the description and you can go check them out. I'm sourcing the information for you, making it easy. But in fact, to find that information, the devaluation of the U.S. dollar since 1913, it's all over the internet. Just Google it. It's everywhere. And although you will find some variances in numbers, they're slight. It's the fact that the dollar has been devalued by a huge proportion is widely accepted. I'm also going to include a link of a visual graph that shows a graph of that devaluation when the ups and downs happened, which can be useful because you can go back in history and look at when this happened and what happened to the value of the money after that happened, after this event happened, then the value of the money changed, what happened. So it's very valuable. I'll have that linked in the show notes also. And this is government-released data. So reason number one, to protect the value of the money. If we look at the real numbers, and we've lost so much value of the dollar, then either U.S. politicians are absurdly incompetent, or it's a bullshit reason. Personally, I think it's a bullshit reason, but I won't argue with the other choice either. And there are many tangential episodes we can do about why the government will tell you these numbers are irrelevant, why politicians will talk about how the devaluation of the currency is really irrelevant and doesn't apply. If you want to hear more about that, then leave me a comment. Let me know somehow. Okay, on to bullshit reason number two. To regulate and safeguard the economy. That sounds so noble. I'm so proud of them for wanting to do that. Now, most people are going to say that the economy naturally goes through booms and bust cycles. And I do agree with that to an extent, but not completely. But none of that has stopped since the government monopolized money. So once again, it's either due to complete government incompetence or it's a bullshit reason. Like, you've got to, don't listen to what people say. Look around you and see if what they're saying is making sense in the real world, because it doesn't make sense. In fact, the only sustainable period of increased value in the dollar was from 1863 to 1899. And what's interesting about that 33-year period was we had no bus cycles, not a single bus cycle in that three decades. The only three decades without a bus cycle. And that's when we had free banking, or at least to some degree, a quasi-free banking system, meaning that money was privately controlled and the market regulated banks. Now, that's got to say something, doesn't it? And also, I've got a link for that also. Bullshit reason number three. To protect against counterfeit, those evil counterfeiters. Well, money counterfeiters are still around. All currencies are still getting counterfeited. So once again, it seems to me government is useless in this area, or it's a bullshit reason. And by the way, little fun fact, Bitcoin is absolutely impossible to counterfeit. Bullshit reason number four, to stop crime and terrorism. Got to follow the money, track those criminals down, put them in bars. My answer to that is simply, see bullshit reasons number one, two, and three. It's the same answer. Either government's completely incompetent, or it's just a bullshit reason. And finally, to the only reason on this list that's not bullshit, to track taxable events. This one is absolutely true. I would just simply state it another way. I would say it is to take advantage of events where they can extract value from you. That's what it is. Now remember, the real purpose of money is to facilitate the exchange of value. That is its purpose in life. So the only real reason the government wants to monopolize money is to control the facilitation of the exchange of value. It's very simple. Money has one purpose, therefore, there is only one reason to control it. Now, don't get it twisted. If they control the facilitation of the exchange of value, then there are many other wicked things they can control. And we can do several episodes around all this topic too. Again, just contact us. Let us know what you want to hear about. So just a real quick episode today, since I'm going solo, I just thought that you might find that information interesting. So contact us, leave us comments, whatever. Let us know what you want to hear about. Without your feedback, we can only guess what you want to hear about. And don't forget to go to offgridagorist.com, check out our cool chit, and I'll talk to you next week.